Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, folks. It's another episode of America's Hometown Horror that's brought to you yet again by another new sponsor. How about that, you guys? How about that? And that sponsor tonight is called Brush. Brush is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, Brush redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling you get right when you leave the dentist, a fresh whole mouth clean every single day. Our listeners, those would be the listeners of America's Hometown Horror Podcast, get 15% off their total purchase with code POD15. That's POD15. Follow the link in the show description and enter the code POD15. Again, it's POD15 to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine.
Yes.
Guys, you excited to upgrade your oral care routine?
Absolutely.
I don't want to use a brush anymore. I want to use a Brush.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
That was good, Andrew.
What is up, folks? What is going on? My goodness, it feels like it's been a minute, even though it's only been 1 week, or a little over a week, since we released our last episode of America's Hometown Horror. My name is Mike. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode. We've had an exciting couple of weeks. And tonight it's just the three amigos yet again, huh? How about that?
Nice little, back to reality.
Nice little throwback. Back to the beginning.
Three best friends that anybody could have.
Three best friends that anybody could have. And yeah, this is fun tonight. This is gonna be a fun one for sure. But again, my name's Mike. I'm the host of America's Hometown Horror. Thanks again for listening. And as always, I'm not alone in the studio here right now. I have some of my esteemed co-hosts, who you've already heard, and those two are Kat and Andrew. Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Andy?
Same old,
Andy
same
boy.
Old. Just enjoying May the 4th.
Andy, my boy.
Andy, my boy.
Yes, of course. And May the 4th be with you. And happy Cinco de Drinko.
And also with you.
And also with you.
And with your spirit.
And with your spirit. With your spirit. Goddamn Catholics gotta go mixing everything up on us, huh? So yeah, what's been new? Anything been going on? I mean, I know it's been a little while since we've had this little bit of like bullshitting before we actually get into whatever topic we're gonna talk about for a particular movie. We had a couple of live episodes the last couple of weeks, so we haven't really done this. So like, what's been new? What's been going on?
Nothing.
I would first and foremost, like I said, we've had a crazy couple of weeks, and I would like to take a moment to say thank you to our previous guests. Starting out with Amanda from Spook Eats. That was an awesome interview. We
Fantastic.
Had a blast. A lot of fun talking to her. She was a good sport. And then also, obviously, the crew from Spooky World, the movie, which we talked to them live on Facebook and YouTube last Sunday night. Hopefully, you guys checked that out. If not, you can find the audio-only version of that interview on our podcast feed. So wherever you listen to us, you can find it right there. If you haven't listened to that yet, I would say, what are you waiting for? Go listen to it.
100%.
They broke some news. I had a lot of fun these last 2 weeks, you guys.
Absolutely.
What did you guys think?
Best part about the Spooky World podcast is you don't have to listen to us at all. Like, we barely talk. It's mainly the guys you want to hear talk. I mean, Mike talks. I think I said like five things. But
I know. No, it was awesome to talk to them.
They were amazing. The amount of information they just had to just off the cuff just talk about was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great to hear from them, and like it was awesome. I mean, that's all I can even say. I'm like speechless. I'm like, it was awesome. Like,
two groups of pretty different guests, I would say, that were both equally interesting.
Oh, they were all amazing.
You know, obviously Amanda's been pretty successful writing her books and launching the Feminine Macabre and all that. And wish her well. And then obviously I can't wait to see the Spooky World documentary, especially since, you know, as they reminded everybody that listened last week, we're the official podcast partner of Spooky World, the movie. So some news might break from time to time on this
show. I wonder when they're going to break some news that Mike's going to be in the documentary.
Oh, God. Could you imagine a thing?
That'd be pretty funny.
I can neither confirm nor deny any of that. So we'll have to see. We'll have
Mike
to see.
Would be a wreck sure. for a week.
Yes, gotta know. But yeah, so with that being said, thank you to all of our prior guests.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed April, halfway to Halloween month, which is a new holiday I am all about supporting. Fuck yeah. But Andrew, you were
is
saying
there a
something.
Day for that? Is it Sorry. A date? Specific date for halfway to Halloween?
I think it's just they pretty much consider the month of April to
so
be
now
halfway to Halloween.
I just like what they're
month.
Doing. They're making Halloween like 2 months now.
They're trying to invent holidays instead wherever
of,
they can.
Instead of know? Halloween like, being like a month long, now we get 2 months of Halloween.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm doing.
It's like your half birthday.
Kind of okay with it, to
I've
be honest
with
you.
I've never celebrated my half birthday.
But yeah.
I should celebrate my half birthday.
I think you kind of usually do.
You just celebrate the entire like 3 months around it, probably.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it's
yeah.
like your quarter yeah. year.
Yeah. Well, now I'm like less birthday. Than 1 month to my birthday right now, Constantly so I'm already counting down. So.
Oh, God, I know.
The birthday celebration.
Oh, believe me,
early.
And Kat will tell you on this show when it's her birthday or when it's close to her birthday,
yes.
for sure.
We will
Actually,
never forget.
It's on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
If we decide to podcast that day.
Well, I have a feeling you might want to do something else other than podcast on your birthday, but
maybe.
I guess we'll see.
It could be yeah. your pick of the litter. You get to pick your podcast
right?
for that night.
Oh, that's not a bad idea,
Maybe
though.
We could do Pan's Labyrinth that night.
Maybe.
No vetoes allowed.
Mm. Exactly. Whatever movie you All want. Right. I think it's a good compromise. So, Andrew, you were saying something about stuff you've watched since we last talked about this. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I don't think we've talked about this in like a few weeks, and I'm sure there's more stuff that I've watched, but I watched Stepfather 2, which I don't think either of you guys have seen those amazing cinematic movies. They're so good. You should check them out. It's basically about a... Oh, and I watched the remake of Stepfather 2. Not Stepfather. It wasn't the remake of Stepfather 2. It was the remake of Stepfather. I watched that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to confuse anybody.
Stepfather
it's basically
as well.
This guy who finds himself a widowed woman with children, and he kind of slides into the family. She's not necessarily have to be widowed. She's divorced or whatever. In one case, I think she's widowed. And the family, she falls in love with him. It's always in like a month, and then they get married. And then he's insane, so he ends up killing the entire family and then changing his identity, leaving, and doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they never can seem to catch him, which I don't think that would work nowadays.
Who's the guy that plays the stepfather again? I know you told me
What's
this.
What's his name?
I know what it is. He played John Locke in Lost.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
we
know.
We talked about
the
this.
Actor.
Yeah,
he's
very
yeah.
good. He's very good.
Terry O'Quinn.
Terry O'Quinn.
That's
that
his
is
name.
Correct.
Yeah, Terry O'Quinn.
Great watches. Very 80s. Just easy... Like, the type of movies I like to watch.
Mm-hmm. Andrew movies.
Andrew movies. But a good movie, needless to say. So I watched that, and then I watched... What else did I watch? I watched Constantine the other night.
Oh, I love that movie.
The movie's awesome.
The Keanu Reeves
yeah.
Constantine, obviously,
yeah.
right. Yeah, okay.
Is there another one?
There was a TV series.
Oh, no, the Keanu
They're talking
Reeves.
About now... Remember we talked about this in the news a few weeks back? They're actually talking about maybe making a sequel to Constantine with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They should.
As long as Shia LaBeouf
is that a comic
it.
Book movie?
Yes, it is.
That is okay.
Yeah,
I thought
John
it
Constantine is a pretty famous character. He's essentially like the Doctor Strange of the DC universe.
Oh,
so he's like
okay.
a paranormal, not researcher, but like paranormal, like you know, crime fighter and
yeah.
you know all that shit. He's like a wizard and yeah, he's Good. Awesome. John Constantine's Great. One of my favorite DC characters. Aside from Batman and, you know,
oh,
whatever else.
I see, I didn't know he was a...
Yeah, oh yeah.
So there's
actually, like, comics where he's in with Batman, like, fighting, like, supernatural shit, and those are some of my favorites.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They're actually talking... So there's a movie called Justice League Dark. It's a DC animated movie. It's on HBO Max. You can watch it with Batman and John Constantine, along with a bunch of other characters from DC fighting against, like, supernatural threats, and it's fucking awesome.
So
they're talking about making a live action adaptation of it, directed by J.J. Abrams for HBO.
Really?
Max. Yeah. So it's
HBO
awesome
Max?
Stuff.
Yeah, like
yes.
I have that.
So yeah.
There you go.
You do? Yes, you do.
Speaking of something you enjoy, which is shared universes.
Mm-hmm.
So John Wick. There's a movie called Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron.
Yes. We were gonna watch that. You remember that movie?
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't.
No,
watch
I haven't
it.
Seen
no,
that either.
Like,
I've never heard of it. And then the recent movie that just came out with Bob Odenkirk.
Yes, Nobody.
Nobody.
Yep.
I think it's all the same director, so he's talking about creating a shared universe where they're all in that same universe. I'm like, oh,
interesting.
Interesting. Okay. I guess that's like the trendy thing now is just...
Shared universes,
why
which,
not?
You, which you hate.
I don't hate it. I just don't know why we have to talk about it so much. Like, can't the universe just be...
the
does
universe?
It need to be discussed constantly? Like, mm-hmm. this universe is
shared.
Cool. I like it. Yeah. Shared. Maybe we don't need to share as much.
Maybe you just don't like to share.
No, I hate sharing.
How about that?
Last thing I watched is I started watching the documentary on Hulu called Sasquatch.
Yes, let's talk about Sasquatch. Yes,
I didn't watch it.
I've only seen the first episode.
Told you. I asked you if you want to watch it. You said no.
I said no.
I like where it's going. It's a lot. It's not like everyone hears, oh, it's called Sasquatch. It's going to be about Sasquatch.
Well, yeah,
it's kind of about Sasquatch, but it's kind of not about Sasquatch.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, I mean, obviously, so it's called Sasquatch. It's about Sasquatch to a certain extent. But I'm two full episodes into it, so I have to just watch the last one. And
are there only three of them?
Only three.
There's only three.
Yeah.
So I'm a third of the way.
But the guy, the journalist, the main guy, I like him. Eric
Holtzauer?
Holtzauer or something like that.
Holtz.
I actually read some of his articles, because if you Google
him... Kitzmiller?
No. Kitzmiller, yeah. Everything that he's written is on his website, so you can actually read through some of the stuff. But he went undercover with, like, Nazi skinheads, like, out in the on the West Coast, and he, you know, did a bunch of undercover work. So that he kind of, like, immerses himself in his work, and the whole thing, as you know, is based on a story that he heard at a cabin on a weed farm in Northern California back in the early 90s. A guy apparently came running into the cabin and said that he saw three workers that on a weed farm that had been ripped to shreds, like literally body
mangled.
Parts flown everywhere, and he claimed that they were killed by a Sasquatch. So it's this one guy's kind of search to kind of verify that story, but it's more so about like people that were growing weed in Northern California in the 90s when it was illegal to do so. So it's more of a true crime thing that's framed around Sasquatch, which I like. And again, I asked you. You said you didn't want to watch it. It's really fucking good.
You haven't finished it yet?
No, you have?
No, that's why I'm curious what happens at the end. I've only watched the one episode, so I got
I've watched two.
Yeah,
so
there's only three, so you're almost there.
Yeah, I'm almost
there. They do a really good job because it's produced by the
Duplass brothers. Who directed Creep. Go listen to
our
Creep
episode. So it's got a great, like, dark vibe to it, which I really like. Mm-hmm. So it's really
But it's very much like about, like, the like how the weed crop community got started in Northern California back in the, you know, like hippies started doing it, and then all of a sudden, like when it got up to like the 90s, the people, like, it was like not hippies anymore, it was people with AK-47s like guarding their weed crops in the like northern mountains of Northern California. Like, it's insane. So it's actually it's pretty cool. I'm interested to see how it ends, but yeah, I'm all about Sasquatch.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool.
Maybe I'll give it a watch.
Check it out.
I mean, you should have started watching it with me.
Yeah, I
don't know why you didn't.
Hey, so I finally watched The Block Island Sound on Netflix.
Any good?
No. Nah, not so much. It was okay. Takes place in Rhode Island. I guess that's probably about the only thing I can say about
it. I'd probably like it if you hated it.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe. It's okay. It's worth watching. It's just kind of like it doesn't really go anywhere. But one thing we can all talk about, or you and I can talk about, Kat.
Oh, well, that's not all of us.
No, well, me and you at least. Two different people.
Two out of three ain't bad.
So we've been watching more of Creepshow Season 2 on Shudder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the same format that it has been. It's like that comic book, you know, Grim Reaper. What's his name? Crypt Keeper.
No. That's Tales from the Crypt.
It's not the Crypt Keeper. It's the...
what's his name?
Scary Face.
Fuck.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper, though. But he's a cartoon.
Yes, exactly.
The Creep.
The Creep.
Is he just the Creep? Are we overthinking this?
No, it's the Creep. Yes. We were overthinking it, for sure. Yeah.
No, it's the same kind of format.
It's
essentially
that guy, but it's called the Creep.
Yes. Yeah.
And by that guy, I'm pointing at the Spooky World poster behind Andrew right now. Yes.
Yeah.
The original Spooky World logo that we talked about on our Spooky World episode. Go listen to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they had a couple episodes with, like, vampires and aliens.
The vampire one was actually good. That was the most recent one we watched.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
So we've watched the first three episodes of this season. I think there's only five. So we're, like, over halfway through.
Yeah, there's the one with the astronaut with the...
Yeah, that one kind of stunk.
That was all right. But
That wasn't that great.
So I'd say, like, you know, if you haven't started watching the Creepshow series, absolutely. What is it on? Shudder?
It's on Shudder. Yeah. So if you have Amazon Prime on your TV, you can subscribe to Shudder through Amazon Prime and watch it that way.
Yeah. I liked them. I thought they were entertaining.
The good thing about that show is that it's... Again, anthology. So it's two different stories per episode. So every episode is different. Every segment is different. So if you don't like one segment, you watch the next one.
Right,
that's probably
there's only two per episode,
yeah, because
right?
the space one sucked. We both didn't like that. And then the next one was really good. Yeah, that was actually kind of, you laughed at that quite a bit. So
I did.
I thought
yeah.
it was good. Yeah.
I like horror stuff that kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah,
kind of like tonight's topic du jour.
Mm. Yeah,
in a
I'm actually
sense.
Surprised that you found laughter in the movie we're going to talk about tonight.
Andrew's just saying that it's a comedy.
More just, like,
I mean, there's
cheese.
A lot of things.
Cheese. Some corniness. But
we'll get there.
But you still laugh.
Hey, so I guess that's kind of a perfect segue because for the news tonight, you guys, I got nothing.
Great.
So we can just
Woo-hoo!
Skip it, and that
no
means
news
that we can.
Is the best news.
That means that we can move on to tonight's topic. You guys ready for that topic?
Yes.
Jordan, you know what that is?
Ready to roll,
yeah?
Son.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. All right, so that means that we are rolling on to tonight's movie, which is one that. You know, might look a little weird on a podcast feed or your podcast app for a channel that talks about horror movies, but I'm going to tell you why I think this movie works for us tonight. But of course, that movie is Mortal Kombat.
I think that's what's nice, though, about us. We're unique in that we're very open-minded as to what
sure.
qualifies as horror.
I think so. I think we've covered a lot of different things. This will be a different one for us. Hocus Pocus was a different one for us.
It's seasonal, though.
I mean, it's
really...
I'm not saying in a bad way. I didn't mean it as a dig. I'm just bringing it up.
Prisoners
was the next
correct.
One that I was going to say before Kat said that I was making fun of her, which
not. We discuss how malleable horror can be.
Of course.
Which I think is a good
it's
thing.
It's all about what you think is horror. That's really what we talk
horror
about.
Horror is,
about
is in the
things.
Eye of the beholder.
Well, you
yeah.
could say...
The eye
you
of the
could
beholder.
Easily argue that someone who doesn't like gory stuff
yeah.
would not watch this movie.
Yeah.
Which, a lot of gory stuff
hell
is
yeah.
related to horror.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. But, so I guess before we kind of get into, like, our overall thoughts in the movies, I have to ask, because obviously I have a strong connection to Mortal Kombat, like, from when I was growing up. Do you guys... Tell me about your experiences with Mortal Kombat. Did you ever play the games? Did you ever see the movies? Were you a fan? Were you not a fan? Kat, I'll start with you. Go ahead.
So, I remember Mortal Kombat. I mean, geez, what was it on regular Nintendo, right?
It was on Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis.
Okay.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Wow, look at you.
And arcades.
And arcades.
Yeah.
That
was where it got the most popular.
I remember not having Mortal Kombat on my Super Nintendo, but I remember going to my friend's house. And she, I think it was because my mom, like, wouldn't buy it for me or something. She'd be like, it's too gore, like, whatever. She'd make some rule, but I'd go over to my friend's house and I'd play. And I just remember playing and, like, frantically hitting all of the buttons.
Yep.
And just hoping that something
would
happen.
It's a button masher game.
Yes. And, like, they'd be like, oh, my God, how'd you do that? I'm like, I have no idea. But I just, like, killed you in, like, two blows. And then you'd remember what the sequence was after a while. And then they'd be like, stop doing that! Stop doing that! And I was like,
which they bring up in the movie, by the way, in one scene. I'll be interested to see if you guys picked up on it. But it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, these games were awesome, but they were total... They were button mashers in the sense that, like... Turtles in Time, or the X-Men arcade game, or the Simpsons arcade game, or those types of games where like, you're standing around a cabinet with three other people, and you're just hitting buttons, trying to fucking play a game and win. Like, I feel like that's how these games were destined to be played, these fighting games, like Street Fighter and more, but I was never as much of a Street Fighter fan as I was Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was always my fighting game that I played. I played a little bit of Tekken, but Mortal Kombat was my fucking shit. And I think it was because... It was so violent, so gory, so over the top, and it was so controversial back in the day when the games first launched.
Right.
I mean, these games were argued about in Congress. People thought they were too violent, they shouldn't be sold. Thank God, ultimately, that didn't happen, and here we are, you know, fucking over 20 years later.
Did you know the movesets?
I did not. I was never good at the video games, but I liked playing them. I was never, like, an ace. Like, I'd be lucky if I knew, like, two moves per character. Like, I always played as, like, Raiden or Liu Kang.
But
I could do the shadow kick and the fireball, and then Raiden,
moves.
I could do the move, the flying move and the lightning strike.
Right, you knew, so yes, you knew the moves.
That's about it, though. Scorpion was back.
But there's more moves than I know.
Okay, so I guess I know more than you.
Yes, you knew
Scorpion
the
was back, forward. That was the get over here with the thing out of his wrist. And then Sub-Zero had a bunch of different moves that were pretty easy, but I don't remember those because I never really played a Sub-Zero. I was a Scorpion guy myself.
Yeah.
Huh, where were we? Jesus Christ.
Talking about movesets.
Andrew, so were you a fan of Mortal Kombat at all? Did you like it? Were you a fan? Not a fan?
Back in the day?
Play it? Yeah, back in the day.
I didn't really get the opportunity to play it that much. I don't think we were allowed to have it because,
you know,
parents.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I never saw the original movies because same thing. Also, I've seen, like, clips of them and I'm like, this looks like.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Cheesiest made-for-TV movie I've ever seen. Do I like playing Mortal Kombat? Yeah, I like those types of games. But I never, like, remembered, like, I knew, like, who Sub-Zero and Scorpion were, and yeah. Raiden, and, like, all the main characters.
Did you play the new one?
I don't. I may have played the new one at Craig's house, but
that's where I played the new ones at Craig's. Yeah, was. And I tried to get Craig to come on tonight, but he couldn't. He had a prior commitment, so it, you know, that's too bad. Interesting to hear both you guys say that because I personally have a huge nostalgia for the entire Mortal Kombat franchise, from the video games to the earlier movies to pretty much everything. But like specifically for the original movie, which was directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who went on to direct, like, all the Resident Evil movies and all that shit. It was released back in 1995, which, my God, does that make me feel old. I was 9 years old when that movie came out, and now I'm, you know, older than that.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie, and I've never even,
ever?
Like, I don't think I ever knew that that was out. I must have been. I was 8. If you were 9, I'm a year younger than you, so.
Yeah. Ugh, I mean, the Mortal Kombat song, hello?
Fuck, I know
yeah.
The Are you song. Kidding me? Of course I know the song.
Testamite, Mortal Kombat.
Should be on in every rave.
Was that on Guitar Hero at all?
I don't think so.
No, never.
I didn't know if it was a song.
That's not even, there's no guitar in that song.
So fun fact about that, it's just all it. It's all synthesizers. Do you guys know the name of that song? And also, can you name who did that song?
Is it called Fatality?
Nope.
I don't know.
What's it called?
It's called Techno Syndrome.
That
by
makes
the
sense.
By the Immortals.
It was
not
on
even
Mortal
called
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat or anything.
I mean, it was on Guitar Hero.
It was?
Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Which one?
It says Guitar Hero 3.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, but yeah, like that song's awesome. The movies are awesome. So I have a nostalgic tie there. But I also remember renting and owning the original game on Sega. You know, playing it in arcades. All the controversy that surrounded it. All the violence in the games. There's actually a great episode of a show on Netflix called High Score that details like the rise of Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, kind of like side by side. That show's awesome, and that episode was really, really, really good. But yeah, like I mentioned, it might seem a little bit weird for us to cover Mortal Kombat, but if you really take a second and think about it, it makes a lot of sense. I feel like a lot of fans of the horror genre,
Alex Trebek would say,
fans of the horror genre have always been drawn to Mortal Kombat for a number of reasons. So obviously, there's a ton of blood, ton of gore. There are supernatural elements to most of the games and stories. There's some scary-looking characters like Goro, Baraka, Reptile. And even in like the more recent games, like in the videos that we were watching while we were eating dinner prepping for this episode, they've added a ton of playable characters from famous horror movies as downloadable content in the more recent games.
Which is cool.
Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Predator, Alien, Leatherface, Spawn, Terminator, RoboCop, like, I mean, come on.
They have a Joker, the Terminator.
They're clearly catering to horror fans, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, all right. Aside from the franchise, for this movie, I've been pretty excited for a little while because I saw that they brought James Wan on as the producer. He was the one, he's from The Conjuring, Insidious, all those movies. He the Saw movies, yep. Aquaman, he yep. did all of those. Yeah, I just think with all that being said, I think they did a good job with this movie. I guess it's a roundabout way of me saying that I liked it. I really liked it. There are parts that are way better than others. But if you're a fan of Mortal Kombat, you're going to appreciate everything I think that's in this movie. A whole hell of a lot. And the fight scenes are awesome. There's a ton of blood, ton of gore. The fatalities are awesome. And there's some not-so-subtle nods to the games, like some Easter eggs, if you like that shit.
Yep.
But it's not perfect. I don't think it's perfect by any way, shape, or form. Well, some of the characters are... Yeah, we'll get to that.
I'll tell you one thing. It's a lot better than most video game movies.
Yeah. Like this, 95%. This might be the best video game movie.
Best video game movie.
Did they have a movie about Assassin's Creed? Because that'd be interesting.
They did. It was apparently terrible. Never saw it. Michael Fassbender was in it.
Fassbender.
I'm trying to think. What about Rampage with the
Rampage was actually supposed to be really good.
Wasn't? I haven't seen that. Yeah. I just thought it was funny that they made a movie based on the game Rampage. Because I was like, how loose
giant monsters destroying building. But yeah, like I was saying, this movie's not perfect. I mean, I think the characters are kind of paper thin. Writing is shoddy. Even though it's a little long, it's almost 2 hours long, it kind of feels like it drags at certain points.
A little
there's
bit.
No
yeah.
fights.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But I mean, I walked away happy that I watched this. It's a Mortal Kombat movie. There's tons of fights. There's tons of gore. But I do have one big nitpick that we'll talk about later on. So, yeah, I don't know. Andrew, I'll start with you. You watched this last night. What did you think of this movie?
I thought it was exactly what I was expecting to watch, but more interesting. It was very entertaining from start to finish. Like, it was, there was really no, like, downtime, and that's what you don't need.
See, I thought there was a little, I thought some parts of it dragged. Yeah, a little bit. But go ahead. I'll
I thought
right
for
after.
What those movies usually end up being is a lot of just, like, dragging on. But, I mean, it was 2 hours, which seems a tad long.
It seemed long right. when you kind of, like,
when you really think about it.
Yeah.
But the fight scenes were long. There was a lot, actually, I mean, there was a lot of weird stuff that happened that you're just, like...
I mean, the fight scenes were the best parts of the movie which is how this movie so should be.
Yeah, that's a...
But I feel like... I won't talk about it now. We'll talk about it later with nitpicks and stuff, my problems with the movie, because I don't want to sound negative, because I feel like I'm sounding negative right now, and I really like this movie, but... Yeah. What else?
No huge nitpicks. I mean, you feel like you're watching a video game, which is good because it's one of those movies that I'll give it credit for that it didn't try too hard not to be a video game movie. It just kind of went with it. It was like, this is a video game movie.
Right.
Which I think was kind of a plus for it because it didn't take itself too seriously, which is nice.
I have another good video game movie, by the way.
Well, there's a couple.
Silent Hill was
that
a
movie
phenomenal.
Sucks.
Oh, I love Silent Hill. Silent Hill's good.
I like Silent Hill.
I thought it should have been so much better. Max Payne was.
Oh God, you douche I'm with joking. Wahlberg. Oh yuck.
The first Resident Evil wasn't bad.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm trying to think of video game movies though.
Yeah, I just thought of that one. It just popped.
Is
my
Draft
head.
Day with Kevin Costner? Is that a video game movie?
I don't think so.
No, I was just making that up. It's like playing NFL Coach. Remember that? They made one game and it was NFL Coach where you were the coach of the team. It's like, how stupid of a game is this?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's kind of weird. Kat, anything else you want to add about the movie? What did
I mean, I liked it. I was looking forward to watching it. I mean, I played the game as a kid. I liked how the characters in this movie kind of developed. Like, you kind of... I like how they took this as like you said, a video game movie, but it's also a little bit of like a drama. Like you said before, it's like a drama because they kind of... They make you want to root for certain people, and even when they start with Scorpion in the beginning and, like, Sub-Zero freezes his family, and he's, like, has this heartbreaking moment of seeing his wife and kid, like, frozen to death. Like, you feel his pain, and you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, I feel so... And there's, like, a couple of other things, like, as everything goes on, like, you know, when Jax loses his arms and stuff, and you're like, and then Sonya's like, oh, Jax, we went through so much together. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of have this kind of heart-wrenching pieces.
Yeah, so you can see where it was, like, trying to be a drama.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I never found it heart-wrenching.
I mean, there were parts.
Heart-wrenching is a little strong.
And, well,
That Mortal Kombat movie was so heart-wrenching.
No, it kind of like tugged at your, you know, you felt, it made you feel like, oh, like, you know, like tugged on your heartstrings.
No, it didn't
bit.
At all. Yeah, it did. It's yes. Mortal Kombat. There was
I would call that them giving you a slight bit of a hint of emotion before they launched into another fight scene.
And like, you know, like the family's in the house and the baby they put under the floor. Like that whole like beginning, it's almost as if it's a Disney movie and like Bambi's mom gets killed in the first 10 seconds. Like, you're just like, oh my god.
The
like,
only part I think you could argue was supposed to be emotional was the beginning with Scorpion.
Yeah, which,
right.
is, which is
that one
to
part.
Be. It's like the beginning of Wolverine.
Yeah.
The movie's awesome.
Right.
Logan, you mean?
Yeah, Logan, that's the
actually,
movie.
I have a fact about Logan related to this movie coming up. How about that? Wow.
It's like,
wow.
Yeah, but I would watch it. I would actually watch it again because I feel like I when
too.
I watched
I
it,
this
I was
movie.
Kind of just kind of casually watching it and then we're like, oh, we should podcast about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, probably should have, like, watched it a little bit differently, but
watch
in the same
harder.
Sense, watched a little harder, but, yeah, no, I'd watch it again anyway. I thought it was an entertaining movie. Like Andrew said, it's one of those movies that just, like, just there's always action. Like, you're not really, I didn't really find there were too many lulls for the most part.
Okay.
Unless, I mean,
that's
because
she was caught up in the heart-wrenching.
Yeah, the heart-wrenching
story.
Drama.
I mean, yeah, because there was, like, pieces.
The
like,
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat. The Notebook. Is like that's
no,
part
it's
two.
No, it's not. No.
All right,
but,
question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Question.
Sorry, didn't mean to make fun of you.
Was Mortal Kombat better or worse than Godzilla vs. Kong?
Better.
I agree. 100% better. I think it's not even close. This movie was awesome.
Well, because Godzilla
this movie
versus...
met my expectations. Mm-hmm. The other movie didn't.
I know, you hated Godzilla vs. Kong. So.
No, I didn't.
That's the only other 2021 horror movie that we've seen.
Well, yeah,
and neither one of those are actual.
There's on-demand shit that we haven't watched. I want to watch Willy's Wonderland with Nicolas Cage, but I haven't watched it yet.
I want to watch
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy Wonka. Mike, I don't want to know what the pornos you watch.
I was like, here comes a Brazzers.
It's a movie. No, it's a movie about Nicolas Cage fighting animatronic monsters at a Chuck E. Cheese.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It actually does sound pretty awesome. Yeah.
I would probably watch that.
Yeah.
Just to see Nicolas Cage
fighting up all the willies.
Choke out, like, those Big Bertha. Remember those at the arcade?
Yeah. Yes, you throw all the balls
in.
No,
you'd shoot them at it. It's like, boom, boom.
You didn't shoot him. You threw the Big Bertha one. Which she was like, "Woo!"
Yeah, didn't with Big Bertha? You threw the balls.
Big Bertha. You threw the balls. I'm thinking of the other one where it was like a turret, and you just shot like the clown heads.
Oh, I know that one.
It was.
Too.
I was thinking, but Big Bertha. Yeah, that was the one where you threw.
Okay,
I don't know
if
that even exists.
I thought it was in her mouth. She was fat. And
did they used to have that at?
I thought it was her mouth.
Did they used to have that at Bonkers?
Yes.
No,
yes, they did.
They didn't have
yes,
that at Bonkers,
they did.
Where that girl got. Speaking of horror, where that girl got her head scalped by the roller coaster.
Oh my God!
Did you ever hear about that story? That's why it shut down.
Not Bonkers. Bonkers?
She got, like, her head, she got scalped on one of the rides at Bonkers.
What's Bonkers?
What ride? No, it's like a big...
It's
like
an awesome TV show on Nickelodeon. No.
No, it's like a big arcade.
It was like a giant arcade, and they had a little roller coaster.
Where?
Right there. No, they
did not. In Weymouth at the... what was the name of that?
Oh, I've probably been there. I just didn't know the name.
Yeah, and they had a big...
In
birthday.
Weymouth?
Weymouth. It was used to be a mall. It was a... I'll find out.
Well,
for all those people wondering where Bonkers was, and not the cartoon, which
I think
was awesome.
I went to a different Bonkers. I think there was one in like Norwood or something. There was.
I remember going to
Kid.
I remember going to Kid Sports in Weymouth. That was in Weymouth.
Kid Sports. I don't know Kid Sports, but anyways, regardless, we can move on from Big Bertha.
Bonkers. Oh, that's a different one.
We don't need to keep talking about Big Bertha and shoving balls down her mouth.
I think there's more than one Bonkers, to be honest.
Yeah, oh my God. There was one on the North Shore, too, because I remember
it's a great name
by
for
it
a place, Bonkers Funhouse.
Yeah, and it was just all games. Like, it was kind of like a Dave & Buster's, but, like, for little kids, not for, like, adults. They didn't, like, serve booze. It was like a bigger Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, you guys want to hear some quick facts about Mortal Kombat?
Sure. Tell me anyway.
I'm gonna tell you anyway. So it's kind of you kind of have to listen.
Okay.
You have to listen. So this movie obviously was a reboot of the Mortal Kombat franchise that started back in 1995 with Mortal Kombat. You know, fair enough. It was followed up by Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which is one of the worst movie sequels ever made, with probably the worst CGI ever captured.
Yeah, that's
historically
bad
sequel. Oh my God, terrible. But for this particular movie, you know, I mentioned this before, but what caught my eye about it was that James Wan was brought on to produce this back in 2015, and he is famous for directing or producing movies like Saw, The Conjuring, Insidious, Aquaman, and many, many others. So generally when he signs up for something, you know it's going to be quality. And then they brought on director Simon McQuoid back in 2016. So 2015, this movie was, or it was in development since before 2015, but they brought on James Wan 2015, brought on the director in 2016. So this movie's been in development for
almost a long time.
A long, long time. The first actor they brought on board was Joe Taslim, who played Bi-Han and Sub-Zero.
Cool.
And he's one of the most talented martial artists in the world. He gained fame for his role in the awesome fucking 2011 movie The Raid. Have either of you guys seen The Raid?
No.
It's really good. He's in both those Raid movies. They're awesome martial arts movies. So fucking good. But yeah, he's one of the most famous martial artists in the world. And, of you know, again, he was the first actor chosen. All the actors that are in this movie have a background in martial arts, but he is by far the most talented, so he actually, at points, they had to ask him to slow down his moves because he was so far ahead of everybody else that he was doing fight scenes with.
Wow.
That they, like, couldn't keep up with him.
Fitting that he played Sub-Zero.
I know. Right. Yeah, I think that's absolutely true because Sub-Zero is probably the coolest character in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's my MVP, but he's pretty fucking awesome in this movie, which I'm sure we'll talk more about that, you know, in the coming minutes. So the movie, you know, after being in production, being in, you know, pre-development for many years, began production in Southern Australia back in 2019. And at that point, it had been guaranteed that it was going to be an R rating, which is the way a Mortal Kombat movie should be. I mean, you've seen the clips in the video games, right? This shouldn't be a PG-13 movie, right? But with that being said, it was actually revealed in an interview last week, as of this recording, that they had to actually cut some shit out so it didn't get an NC-17 rating.
That doesn't surprise me.
Apparently they were close, and they were requested to cut some shit out. So I wonder
imagine,
what that was.
I can only imagine what they cut out.
I know.
Okay, so NC-17 versus R. So you're supposed to be 18 to get into an R-rated movie?
With
correct?
A chaperone.
Without a chaperone.
No, 17. 17 with a chaperone, yeah.
Okay.
Or so it's then, suggested.
So what's NC-17?
NC-17 is it's required that you have to be over a certain age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it's, no,
am
no,
I right. an idiot for not understanding the difference between the two of these?
No, I don't think you're an idiot.
Like, I mean, honestly. So if you're NC-17 versus R, isn't that honestly like... the same thing.
Why the difference is they don't enforce R-rated movies. They enforce NC-17.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like...
good point.
I'm trying to see what you could compare that to.
I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense. It sounds like the exact same thing, but they're just different letters. Like...
They are different letters.
Right. That's we'll give all, you that. Though. Like,
it's just, no. I mean,
they are definitely different
all,
letters.
It's different letters. So I'm like, you're supposed to be 17 if you see NC-17. You're supposed to be 17 if you see a rated R. So, like, what is the difference here? Am I speaking out of my ass?
Wait. Is the difference where you can't get into it with a chaperone? Is that the difference? Even if you have someone over 18?
Correct. Yeah, yes, you have to be over a certain age.
You have to, even if you have
a
chaperone, it doesn't matter.
And also, NC-17 movies can't get major theater-wide releases either.
Okay.
So you can't, like, you couldn't go to a Showcase Cinemas and see an NC-17
movie.
Which
is stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Why? Right.
There's like, enough adults that want to go see a movie.
Ask the government. I don't know. You tell me.
So it doesn't, it's not released in theaters?
No.
Oh.
NC-17, because of the specific audience that it caters
to. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Positive.
I don't know.
Pretty sure he's right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of an NC-17 movie being. How many NC-17? Yeah, because you wouldn't have heard.
I mean, what?
I feel like when
Showgirls,
I was younger, I was like carted to go see a rated R movie, though.
Right,
because
back
you didn't
in the
have
day,
a chaperone.
But not now. Yeah.
Because you didn't have a chaperone.
Okay.
Right, if you're 12, your parent can bring you in to see an R-rated movie,
if
no problem.
If you're 12, your parent can't
if
bring you
If you're walking
to see
in on
movie.
Your own as a 12-year-old, you get carded. Because you have to be 17.
But even if your parent is there with you to see an NC-17 movie, you can't go in.
Correct.
Doesn't matter that your parent's there.
Okay.
Correct.
That's the difference.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
We figured it out.
And you can't,
I'm just gonna let
you
it
can't wide release an NC-17 movie. All right, so anyway.
I'm just going to let it lie.
Andrew, we were talking about Logan before, the Wolverine movie, which is fucking fantastic, right? So when the Red Band trailer for Mortal Kombat was released a few months back, okay, it surpassed over 116 million views in the first week since it was published, beating out Logan and Deadpool 2 for the most widely seen Red Band trailer of all time.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat.
That's crazy.
Mortal Kombat. So safe to say that there is a huge appetite for this movie. Understandably so.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, indeed.
Appetite for destruction, so to speak.
Anything else? You guys got anything else before we move on here?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay. Well, before we jump into categories, just a reminder that tonight's show is brought to you by Brush. Brush is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, Brush redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist a fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. Our listeners, that would be listeners of America's Hometown Horror, get 15% off their total purchase with code POD15. That's POD15. Follow the link in the show notes and enter the code POD15, that's POD15, to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine. All right, so that means that we are on to our categories, and I think we could move through at least a couple of these pretty quickly. The first one would be, is this movie scary? And to that I say no.
Can I say one thing?
Sure can. Say many things.
Would you say this movie's scary? I wouldn't say this movie's scary, but I would say possibly that it's rather heart-wrenching.
You're such an asshole.
It's heart-wrenching. It's not scary, it's heart-wrenching.
It is rather heart-wrenching, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It sure is. No, not scary at all. Kat?
I mean, there is parts
I mean,
of...
no.
No, no.
I mean, no. I mean, no.
Were you ever scared in this movie? When he was sucking out his soul?
Was I on...
Your soul!
Okay.
Mine. Your soul is mine.
Scared? Like, I would not have nightmares from it, but...
I would hope not.
On the edge of my seat, so then I guess more of like a thriller suspenseful thing, maybe.
Yes, not
sometimes
scared.
I was a little bit like,
oh, you mean
I
like
a little
lift
bit
your
of
head
anxiety
from the pillow, kind of like, oh, what's going on?
I had a little bit of anxiety sometimes. Yeah, I would say that. Scary though, like, am I gonna have nightmares of any of those people?
You probably are.
No,
the girl. What's
however,
her name?
I mean, Goro and Reptile are scary looking characters.
What's the chick
sure.
with the teeth?
Melina.
Yes, mm-hmm. And also. Well, that's a nitpick. Just remind. Put a pin in that.
Cushion.
Whatever.
Put a pin in Melina.
No, I'm saying like just bookmark,
in the scary
bookmark
stuff.
That for a second because
in Reptile, Goro, which
she,
one?
She may be one of my nitpicks, but.
Yeah, that's cool. Is your phone going off in the podcast? Sweet.
I heard yours earlier.
I was gonna say yours did too.
And I'm just busting.
That was from me.
So no, I don't think this is scary. I was just thinking, I was like, is anyone like gonna really come at me at night? Like, no, I don't think any of those people are really that scary.
Good. So yes, not scary.
No, not scary.
Heart-wrenching, yes.
So we'll just move home.
And sad and dramatic and
all right, folks.
Gory. This is a soap opera.
Favorite scene. I have many. Ooh. Kat, yours.
Actually, to go back on the prior thought though, so you could have a nightmare about some of the ways that they kill people though. Especially, like, some of the gorier things.
I think you could literally have a nightmare about anything. That's not the point.
But after seeing
is
that...
Is it scary?
No.
No.
All right. Okay.
If you're eight, that's
sorry.
Not scary.
Even if
moving
you're eight,
on.
It's not scary.
What was the question again?
What was your favorite scene in the movie?
When Scorpion comes back from the dead.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
And he is in that cage thing, and he... spits out his chain.
Knife on a rope. Chain,
knife on a rope chain.
You call it.
And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, get over here.
Yeah.
Because that was like something that you feel like you were waiting like for the entire movie to see. Like when you see that, you're like, yes. Like that totally brings you back. And like you were waiting for
it's
that.
Like, oh, he saw the thing from the
yes,
game.
Yes.
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 Yes,
yeah.
I know the feeling.
I think,
also,
honestly, whenever they said
I also
something.
I nerded out a bit.
Whenever
yes.
they said something from the game, you're like, ha ha. Yeah,
they said a lot of things from the game.
I know, which it was awesome to have those references. Mm. So yeah, that was probably my favorite scene though.
Flawless victory.
Yes,
test your might.
Yeah, that was great.
Your soul is mine.
Flawless victory.
What about you, Mike? What was your favorite scene?
Oh, I think Andrew should go first.
Okay. Andrew, what was your favorite scene?
I guess it was kind of, because I mean, I don't really want to lump any of the fight scenes into it, because all the fight scenes were awesome. But my favorite scene was when Kano was fighting the reptilian.
Reptile. Yeah, reptile. That was
but I
awesome.
Like how they called him reptilian.
The reptilian.
Release the reptilians. I was like, yes, we're getting into Hollow Earth. No. But, and he rips out his heart, and he goes, Kano wins.
Fucking A beauty.
Fucking Kano.
Just as a side note about
more on,
the game.
More on Kano.
I used to hate that there was Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Reptile.
Why? Because they were all the same?
Because they were all the same guy.
Yellow,
they all
blue,
looked
and
the
green.
Because
they had to do what they had to. They were making a video game in 1990 whenever.
I know.
It was probably difficult.
I know, but it was infuriating when you were going to pick someone, and then I was like, I don't want to be any of these guys. They all look the same.
Mm. Yeah, you want to be someone cool looking.
Right.
We all look like Sub-Zero right now.
I know. Well, we took that picture.
Put your mascot and your hoodie, and you're good to go.
I know.
All right, so you like Kano ripping out Reptile's heart.
That was kind of cool.
Pretty good. So I also, I had a few things written down, but I had everything with Kano, because Kano was awesome. He was the best character in the fucking movie.
He was ridiculous.
He was hilarious, and him ripping Reptile's heart out was awesome, and then also when he was fighting Liu Kang in the fighting pit, and he kept getting tripped. He got tripped like 3 times in a row, like just like people used to do to people in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like that was the joke being made there. I feel like you're a fan of the games, like you picked up on that.
You're like, stop.
Yeah. And then he does like the game jump for a second, and he comes back down, and then he gets tripped again. So funny. That was awesome. But honestly, the best parts of this movie, anything involving Scorpion and Sub-Zero, I think are the best parts of the movie.
Well, because they're rivaling each other the entire time.
Of course. Like, the first scenes of the movie with Scorpion and Sub-Zero, and then, you know, Sub-Zero attacking Cole and his family when they're at that restaurant, and all of a sudden it's snowing.
Right.
And then you see him, like, appear, and he turns all the snow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The ice, and he like shoots it at everything. That was fucking sweet.
They could literally have made a movie just based off Scorpion and...
Well, I think they might, which I have more on that.
So this wasn't about Scorpion and Sub-Zero?
No, I mean, like, just, it could be about, like, their separate clans or whatever, mm-hmm. and their...
It seems like there's a lot of history
It could be, like, it takes place in, like, the 1600s.
Absolutely.
But Sub-Zero also fighting Jax and then freezing and breaking his arms off was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then that final fight between Scorpion and Sub-Zero was awesome, too, when, you know... Fighting, and he does the get over. Scorpion does the get over here thing, and then, you know, fucking. And then Sub-Zero stabs him, and he uses his blood to form like an ice dagger, and then stabs him with that. And that was fucking that. Everything with those two characters was great. I loved it.
Why did Raiden help Scorpion? Like, aren't they supposed to be not on the same side? That's what kind of confused me. I was like, why did he come down and rescue the baby to help Scorpion to fight Sub-Zero?
Well, in this version, Scorpion is a good guy. In previous versions, he had been a bad guy for a lot of it, but they started like turning his character into a hero, like in like newer versions of the game. And
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So time to talk cast. You guys ready to talk some cast? Cast.
Sure.
Jack talk cast. Very well. Andrew, do you have any beefs with the cast? Anyone that you particularly liked? Anything you want to comment at all about the casting or people that were in this movie?
Don't remember his name in the movie. The Soul Sucker. What's his name?
I don't know his name either. The guy from The Dark Knight.
Yeah, the fact that he was...
I'll tell you who it is. Hold on 1 second.
No, like in Mortal Kombat, like the actual...
Oh, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung was played by the same guy that played the accountant from The Dark Knight movie with the Batman movies, and I just couldn't get past that because he was like, I am... It was two completely different characters, but I've only ever seen him in that one movie, and I could only recognize him as that guy. And I'm like, there's no way that this guy is a badass.
Yeah,
Stop it. But that's my only complaint with the...
That is him. His name is Chin Han. Chin Han, yes. And he is known for The Dark Knight and also Mortal Kombat.
So that's pretty much it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I wasn't mistaken in...
Well, movies that we've seen, so...
Oh. Well, that's all that matters.
He's been in a bunch of other shit, but...
Sure. That's my only nitpick with the casting but that's just because I'm an idiot and you know.
Wait, so are we doing nitpicks?
Yeah, I was just cast replacements or alternatives right now or anything about the cast at all. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, what's her face? The one that I just said bookmark it. The girl that didn't look anything like her character in
Melina.
Mm-hmm. She looked nothing like she was like this belly dancing like pink wearing like woman mm-hmm. in the game, and she's now this like I know that her
talking about the one with the sharp teeth, the blood all over her face, and she had the size.
Yeah, I was like, she looks like a zombie. She doesn't look like anything like she was supposed to look in the game. Am I alone here?
I think she looked like what she was looking like in the games. I don't think she was so far off. I don't think it was like a huge...
in the original game.
Well, in the original game, they all don't look really like anything.
I mean, they resemble them at least.
They also had terrible the graphics were cool.
I know, but you kind of follow.
I think they based most of the character designs for this particular movie off some of the more recent Mortal Kombat.
Right,
games,
I know.
Which I would have done the same.
Same, yeah, because right. They're very cinematic and like the graphics are really good, so I can see that.
Yeah, nitpicking. Cast replacements, the only thing I would say is that I didn't really like her character because I was really confused trying to figure out like who she was. Like I didn't recognize her like immediately and be like, right. Oh, that's I forget
Melina.
Her name.
Melina.
Oh, I didn't recognize most of them, but I didn't care. Like, why does it matter?
Right, but I wish I wanted to like know them so that I could follow their story.
What you said about that's a good thing about this movie, right? Because I feel like this is not the type of movie where you need to know every character's name to have a good time.
Because it's a video game movie.
Yes.
And it's not even a video game movie with any sort of a backstory. Like, for the most part, like if you go based off of just the game itself. Like this movie was about a championship between the two fighting each other,
right.
Which is basically just the video game.
Which didn't even happen in this movie.
Exactly, and that's why... So
yeah, that we're going to get to that.
They just kind of fought and that. Just killed each other.
One of my nitpicks, I won't get too far into it, was that at the beginning of the movie, I kept saying to Mike, I'm like, wait, so what the hell is going on here? What did all those things say? Like, I don't understand what the concept is here, because I was just confused. I was like,
all the rage in Hollywood these days are origin stories, right?
Right.
So yeah. This was an origin story on film for Mortal Kombat. There was no tournament in this movie, which Mortal Kombat is a tournament that gets fought between humans and people from
Outworld. To argue that. Mm-hmm. They did have tournaments separately because they had Scorpio versus.
But they didn't have the official tournament, is what I'm saying.
No,
it was just kind of a let's fight these
training and fighting. Yeah,
a lot of them fought in arena settings.
Right,
and in a cage.
Yeah, they
in
did
the
it
arena.
In a way that it wasn't just a flat out tournament.
Well, the whole thing was because Shang Tsung was trying to cheat because he'd won 9 tournaments in a row. And he wanted to basically cheat to win the 10th in a row, because at that point, if he wins the 10th, he controls Earth and every person on Earth.
Right.
So he was trying to cheat to sway that tournament in his favor.
Right, right.
What I'm saying. Gotcha. All right, so good stuff, good stuff. No, off topic is fine. But back to cast stuff. I mean, I think it's safe to say in this movie, right, characters are pretty thinly written. I mean, but it's a goddamn Mortal Kombat movie, for Christ's sake, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I didn't hate any characters.
All the fight scenes were excellent. I don't think there was a bad one.
Sasha could have maybe been Charlize Theron.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Who's Sasha?
Sasha Blade.
Oh, Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade. Sonya Sorry.
Blade. Sonya Blade. No, it's okay.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Sasha Blade.
I'm like, Sasha Blade. No, Sonya Blade.
My one nitpick or my one cast replacement, excuse me, not a nitpick because I have one. The voice on Cabal.
Was he the Mandalorian?
He looked like the Mandalorian.
No, he sounded like
the
Mandalorian.
No, it was not him.
You know, I know, but I'm saying it was like, I was like, why does this guy sound just...
He sounded just like a regular American guy, like a guy that was like in Outworld, like as a servant of Shang Tsung, being like, yo, what's up, guy? What's going on?
Right.
Like, hey, what's up? Like, did you notice that? Like,
I did notice that,
That was the weirdest fucking thing.
Well, I didn't understand, because I was like, who is
his voice, like, he sounded like the guy you'd see down the street, like, yo, what's up, bro? What's going on? Like, what's
Didn't change his voice, nothing, just...
No, nothing. And like,
he should have had like a...
He was the one, like, talking to Kano, like, hey, bro, like, you know, like, if you want to come over to the dark side, it'll be like good reward for you,
right?
Like,
right,
you know, like that dude, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
It was so fucking weird. It seemed incredibly out of place. It was like almost laughable, not almost laughable. I think I laughed a few times. That was weird, right?
Kano with the Australian accent was a little weird too.
I thought that was perfect.
Kano's Australian.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
are you sure?
In the original game, he's supposed to be Japanese, but in the first movie, the actor that played him did him as an Australian character,
okay. Well,
and that became so famous that that's how he's been portrayed in the games ever since.
Then
Australia.
Never mind. I guess
Kano wins.
I didn't
Kano
watch that.
Wins.
Yeah.
Fucking A, all right, beauty.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. So just the spaghetti monster.
Yeah. So
man.
That was fucking weird. And you know who played him? You know who did the voice?
Who?
Guy named Damon Harriman. He's Australian. He played Charles Manson. Not once. But twice.
In Mindhunter?
Mindhunter?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
Both.
Interesting. Very
he
interesting.
He played Cabal?
He played Cabal.
And he talks voice. Like that? That's so weird.
Have I already
Well, he's
asked
Australian,
you?
So he did some sort of weird American accent that was probably, you know, what the director wanted. So it was kind of weird, right? Super
have I already
strange.
Asked you if you watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I have not seen that movie.
Can we watch it sometime?
Andrew, you need to see that movie. That's
I'll watch
outrageous
that movie. I'll watch that movie when you guys watch Interstellar.
All right, so that means we're on to nitpicks. And I mean, again, I'm not saying it to you guys specifically, but again, it's a goddamn Mortal Kombat movie. What the fuck are you looking for? What are you going to nitpick here? But I do have some nitpicks.
What are you going to nitpick here? Yet I have a nitpick.
We already talked about it. There was no Mortal Kombat tournament in a movie called Mortal Kombat. That was kind of annoying. But I guess the director came out and said after the fact, once the movie had been out and all the spoilers had been released and all that stuff, that he actually always intended for the actual tournament to take place in the second movie. So, okay, I can live with that. That's fine. I thought this was really weird. When Jax picks up Cole and his family and they're driving away from Sub-Zero, Jax pulls into his little alleyway for his base and Sub-Zero shows up again. Jax says, I'm going to grab my shotgun. I'm going to shoot off Sub-Zero. You guys need to get to Cary, Indiana. Like, dude, how specific are you going to be in this movie? You need to get to Gary. Gary, Indiana. Are you kidding me? Gary, Indiana. Get to Gary,
Indiana.
That was fucking weird.
Just get there.
I thought that was
funny. No, but that's it.
Yeah, and then find Sonya Blade. Get to Gary, Indiana, and find Sonya Blade.
Well, like, Gary, Indiana probably has a population of like 500 people.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably
true. That's my guess.
And I guess for final nitpick, I thought Cole and his family were probably the weak link of the movie, but I understand why they were in there, because Cole's obviously meant to be like the audience point of view character. Like, he's trying to, you know, see the Mortal Kombat world explained to him in a way that everyone can understand. I get that. Yeah, Andrew, do you have any nitpicks other than those?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough.
Nothing I can think of.
Kat?
I just didn't like that I was confused in the beginning, and then I was asking you what was going on, because that already made me angry.
That's a very personal nitpick.
No, that I was like, at the beginning, I was like, wait, so
she's
what
upset
is the
that
plot?
She was confused by her.
I
you sound like an old woman who ordered the wrong meal at a restaurant. I don't like what I ordered.
No. I didn't like that. Like, I feel like and all of a sudden the movie just started. Like Andrew said, like, it's just instant action. And I was like, wait, what? Where are we? What happened? And then you were like, oh, it's in a tournament with whatever. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, I get the whole idea of Mortal Kombat.
All you needed
That's
to understand
fine,
about
like,
that first scene was that it was Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
But I also thought that it was going to be, like, important to, like, really understand all the subtitles. And I feel like I read them and I was like, I still don't understand what's going on.
Well, otherwise you wouldn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, well, it was them talking about, like, their family rivalry and history and all that shit.
Right.
Yeah, that was was kind of important to read.
I did read it, but then, even then, I was still like, what did I just read? I don't understand it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
I mean, I don't think it was a really...
confusing.
I think you're thinking
you're either smoking way too much weed or you're thinking way too hard about Mortal Kombat. Just there's nothing to think about. Just watch it. You're putting way too much stock into like conversations that this conversation didn't make any sense to the other one.
All right.
No shit.
Well, here's a topic that we can all talk about and have fun with. And that would be normally what we would call the best death category, right?
Yes.
But tonight we're going to call it the best...
fatality.
Fatality.
Okay.
Anyone want to go first?
I'll go.
Kat?
I'm going to say that I really liked when Sasha Sonya Blade...
Sonya Blade.
...killed Khan.
Melina.
What?
Kano.
Kano.
She said
like,
Khan. We're not talking about
Oh, no, because it's
Genghis
the,
Khan.
The thing we watched before when he called it Khan.
Sorry, Sonya Blade killed whatever. Two people. So
she did, actually.
I'm sorry to be not more specific.
That's fine.
When Sonya Blade killed Kano.
With the garden
to the eye?
Well, and, okay, on top of just the way she killed him, it was then, you know, like, she was the underdog, I feel like, most of the time in this heart-wrenching film that...
And she didn't have the dragon mark until she killed Kano.
Exactly. Yeah. She didn't have the dragon mark. She's the only woman in this tribe of men that are ready to fight against Sub-Zero, and she's really, like, headstrong, trying to be with them and be one of them, and then all of a sudden she's, like, putting up with Kano's shit, and then all of a sudden she kills him with the garden gnome that he made a crack at beforehand, like, saying something about stupid garden gnomes. And she just, like, stabs him in the eye, and then all of a sudden she gets a tattoo, and you're like, yeah!
You go, girl!
You go, girl! And that's, she's my MVP.
Birthmark.
Okay.
No, it was transferred. It's when you kill someone, it's transferred to you.
True.
I like how she had the Pepe Sylvia fucking Mortal Kombat board, like, in her base there, where it was pretty much just, like, all kinds of articles and, like, you know, stuff going out
Pepe
everywhere.
Sylvia.
Like, Pepe Sylvia, I got a box full of Pepe.
Actually, one of the other things while we're on this is that, like, I didn't like, going back to nitpicks, was that they only really talked about Kano's laser eye for their, like, superpowers. They never explained the weird gold sweater that what's-his-face got, because that was kind of dumb.
Because he wasn't in Raiden's temple when that actually happened, so he didn't have really a chance to talk about it. But yeah, I thought that was also... I'm glad you brought that up, because it was kind of unclear, like, what his
like, protective
shield? So obviously, like, he's a descendant of Scorpion, right?
Yeah.
But Scorpion's still alive, so he's not Scorpion.
Right.
But he's Scorpion's descendant, so... And he's a new character for the movie. So he's not been in any of the games or anything according to the director, the writer, all that stuff.
If he's a new character, like, giving him something other than
a gold sweater.
I mean, he's handsome as fuck, and he's an awesome martial artist.
Right.
So, I mean...
But he should have something cool. Like, also... No, but no.
You wonder if he, like, will turn into the Hulk or something. You want something more to happen than just being like, here, like, my superpower is sweater.
What's,
like,
what's related?
I have a place.
What's
place
related
of
to a scorpion? Anything?
I have no idea.
What's what?
Couldn't tell you.
What's like a scorpion's relative? Do they have one?
This isn't a joke either. Relative? Like an insect scorpion?
No, like its uncle.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to say right here. So you said that your favorite death/fatality was Sonya Blade stabbing Kano in the eye with the garden gnome.
Pretty good.
Andrew, what's yours?
Kung Lao, when he kills that flying screeching bitch.
Oh, I had that as my first one as well. That's
so good.
Fucking awesome.
Cuts her right in half.
Straight out of the video games.
Yeah.
Oh my god, because why else are you going to have a guy with a spinning razor blade hat?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to saw somebody
better
in half.
Use it.
Yep. Yeah, I had that one as my first one, too, but also Kano ripping out Reptile's heart, which we've talked about quite a bit, and he says, Kano wins, fucking eye beauty. And then Liu Kang killing Cabal with a giant fire dragon. And then in addition to that, Jax busting open Riko's head with his fucking metallic arms, just smacking, smashing his head together.
That was... Okay,
yeah,
are you just
awesome.
Going to name every death?
And then, well, I'm listing all of them because they were all good. And then also Scorpion breathing fire all over Sub-Zero. Sorry, so yeah, good.
That was awesome.
I mean, I'm just here as the host to remind all of our listeners about what the actual fatalities in the movie were. If I had to pick one of those...
What Sub-Zero killed...
I think Scorpion I have to agree with Andrew. The Kung Lao split down the middle was fucking awesome.
So good. Like, that was so gory and like, just like, oh.
Actually, what's her face when you can see her spine?
That's your girl Sonya Blade killing Melina.
Which confuses me. Why didn't it go through the spine?
I don't know.
It's a gore factor. Well, and I remember.
Yeah,
playing...
if it was just a hole, it would look like it was like the Quick and the Dead.
Right.
The Gunslinger got shot. Exactly.
I just remember. Yeah. I don't remember the spines as much in like the older ones, but I mean the new one that we've played where they're like
the older ones. That's like the main thing. He rips out the guy's head with his spine.
Oh yeah, no, they do. Don't like they? No, but they don't shoot a hole in them, and then you see the spine through the. It's like a whole other level of like death, yes. Yeah, that was from like the new.
Hey, so real quick. Would this movie make a good haunted attraction? Not this time. Let's just skip it.
Haunted attraction.
No.
How would this be a haunted attraction?
No way. That's why we're going to skip it. Not this time.
Really? What if you went into a ring and then they had like holograms?
No way.
What if you went into a ring and it just went, get over here?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat would not work as a haunted attraction.
What if they put like vests on you?
Don't make me sorry that I brought it up and said skip it. Don't make me sorry, please.
Alright, okay.
What if they put vests?
I'm like, what if you had a 4D experience and someone just like
anything with that
you?
Would be good.
I mean, I think they'd probably get a lawsuit, but
alright, last category, MVP. Catherine, you've kind of already said yours, so let's get it out of the bag.
Yeah, I think Sonya's my MVP. Girl power.
What else?
I also really like Scorpion. I like the Scorpion back from the dead.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Andrew, what about you?
I wasn't ready for this one.
You weren't ready for a question we've asked on every podcast.
No, because I don't really know if I have an MVP for the movie.
Well, we'll come back, Michael.
Because Scorpion's such a boring choice, but it's
Scorpion. Well, I already picked him, so.
I'll give you mine and then I'll come back to you.
It's Kano's.
Mine is Kano. 100% of the time, every time.
He was hilarious.
He stole every single fucking scene he was in. He was the comedic relief, and it was a shame that he died, and that he maybe won't be in the sequels. We'll see. In the games, he gets a metal half of his face with his laser eye, and Sonya stabbing him in that eye might make the perfect way for him to come back with a metal face.
Well, I thought Jax was dead too.
And that's
his arms ripped off.
Yeah. So
and Sub Zero and Goro supposedly died, and they were swept away by some mystic smoke.
Right,
gone. So they're
and
both
Scorpion's
back.
Already come back.
You can't get rid of Sub Zero in the first one.
Oh, they already said, so this brings me to our next category, once you say who your MVP is.
I just said Scorpion.
Scorpion, okay.
Like you said it was boring.
I said it's a boring choice, but he was awesome.
Okay, fair enough. So obviously we talk now about if this movie is deserving of a sequel, and I think we all agree that this
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd watch a second. And a
so
third.
Here's a couple things I'll say before we comment on these, okay? So obviously they set things up for a sequel with the Johnny Cage tease. Right at the end of the movie. As I mentioned, Goro and Sub-Zero are quote-unquote brought back to life. They're, you know, swept away. And Joe Taslim, the actor who plays Sub-Zero, has said that he wants to do a prequel movie about Sub-Zero. And he has been supposedly signed on for another 4 Mortal Kombat movies. So I think it's safe to say there are sequels coming.
Well, it's so funny because I said to Mike when we finished watching it, I was like, do you think these guys are really dead? Like, I mean, and that's also an element of a horror movie is that, you know, the villain is never really dead.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you already saw Scorpion come back to life in this same movie. And I was like, why would you think that, like, all of these other people who, quote unquote, died during this movie are actually dead? Because,
Spoiler alert,
they're not.
Obviously,
like, no way.
Goro and Sub-Zero are coming back, but I think Kano, you can also put it in the bank that he's coming back for a sequel. Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
And the guy with the buzzsaw hat, he's not dead.
Kung Lao?
Yeah.
He got his soul sucked, though. I don't know.
Ooh.
Maybe he comes back as
maybe he vomits his soul back up.
Your soul is mine. It's true.
Maybe someone kills that guy.
Maybe his soul is in the other realm now.
So yeah, safe to say we'd all be pretty pumped to cover a Mortal Kombat sequel on this show, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd enjoy it.
Guys, final thoughts on Mortal Kombat. Andrew, go.
I don't see why this movie can't have long-term success. Like, I'm not comparing it to Fast and Furious. I hate those movies.
I do too.
But I'm saying if those movies can go on as long as they can with, like, a base... Like, this... We're not expecting cinematic gold from Mortal Kombat movies.
Right.
So there's no reason why if they stick to this same type of game plan, so to speak, with these types of movies, they should be very successful. And I would watch, continually watch. It's like the John Wick movies. I would just watch them because it's enjoyable and it's, why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
It's an easy watch.
Right.
I still have yet to see any of the John Wick movies.
I know. So good. I know.
I gotta watch them.
I would love to watch them. We should
talk about not having to know anything. Like, I mean, you might find.
I love Keanu Reeves.
You know what? You want to talk about heart wrenching, and I'm not even joking.
John Wick movies.
The beginning of John Wick.
Well, I know why he gets into his murderous rampage.
Oh, well, don't tell me. Yeah. I don't know.
No, anything. I'm not going to tell you.
That's heart wrenching.
Mm. Agreed. Kat, what about you? Final thoughts on Mortal Kombat, my friend.
Final thoughts. I really liked it. Two thumbs way, way up.
We haven't had that in a while.
Two thumbs way, way up in a while, yeah.
I'd watch a sequel. I'd watch it again. I feel like I'd watch it again because I want
to
go back.
I would too. I would
absolutely
watch it again.
Yeah, I want to go back and kind of nitpick it like a little bit further through, like you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of want to go through and like look at it a little bit closer now that I'm like talking.
Wish we had
about
video
it.
In the studio for that. I right know. There. That would have been perfect.
maybe if you make a TikTok page, you can make one of me going. And well, then I would absolutely go viral, and then I would hate myself for it.
Would say, if anyone values my opinion, that if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, I mean, if you're listening to this episode, what the fuck are you doing? You clearly are made for this movie and this franchise. Go watch this movie. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. It's a good time. You can turn your brain off and just watch people beat the shit out of each other and do gruesome fatalities. It's fucking awesome. So that's all I have to say about that, to quote Forrest Gump.
That's nice. Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks.
Appreciate
it. This has been another episode of America's Hometown Horror. Thanks again for listening. My name is Mike. I've been joined by my fellow co-hosts, Andrew and Kat.
Adios, muchachos.
Well, not
oh, happy.
Finish him.
Happy Cinco de Mayo,
but, hey,
you
if,
guys.
If you're interested in more from us at America's Hometown Horror, here's where you can find us on the following social media networks on YouTube and Facebook. Just go on there, search for America's Hometown Horror. Go on Twitter. At Hometown Horror. And on Instagram, you can find us at Hometown Horror Pod. You can also shoot us an email at hometownhorrorpodcast@gmail.com. And very soon, we will be launching a website where you can find us. We will be posting that URL as soon as we have it. And you can also find our podcast on every podcast platform you listen to, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, and pretty much wherever the fuck else you get your podcasts. My name is Mike. I've been joined by Andrew and Kat. Thank you to them, as always. And say goodbye to your audience, folks. Bye!
Adios, muchachos!
See you guys later!
Bye! Bye!
Oh, I just wanted to say bye, too.
Hey, everyone. It's Mike from America's Hometown Horror. And just wanted to say thank you again for listening to another episode of our show. Because, of course, we would be nothing without you listeners. If you are interested in more local Plymouth podcasts, I would highly recommend you check out some shows by our cohorts on the Inebriart Podcast Network. That's right, the Inebriart Podcast Network, folks. In addition to America's Hometown Horror, you can find the Inebriart Podcast, Bar Talk, Theme Park Legends, Retro Redoctopus, and Old Colony Cast. Head on over and give them a listen.